Over the past decade, New South Wales government's been handing over the management of select prisons to private operators to cut costs and bump up efficiency. But questions regarding accountability and prisoner welfare have placed these private prisons into controversy ever since they started. There's now a parliamentary inquiry into the management of the Parklea Correctional Centre, which will investigate whether such private prisons are actually an improvement or if they prioritize profit over performance. And to discuss this, I'm joined by David Shoebridge, Greens Justice spokesperson and also a deputy chair of the inquiry into the prison. Thank you for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. It's good that people are talking about what I think is a pretty offensive concept, the whole idea that private corporations make profits out of jailing our citizens. Really offensive.
So the question then is, why are we seeing this trend towards privatization in like a broader sense?
Well, I suppose we should start with a bit of a stock take of where we are. And New South Wales has a higher rate of private prisons than the United States taken as a whole. I mean, we often think, wow, the United States is the worst example. You know, orange is the new black, and we think that they've gone down this private prison experiment road further than we have. But in fact, New South Wales is, of all the jurisdictions in the sort of Western world, one of the ones with the highest rate of private prisons. We've got two very large private prison facilities. One is at Parklea in Sydney's western suburbs, and another one is up at Junee. And the government, this state government, like the previous Labor government, have been on a mission to cut costs, jail people more cheaply, and they see private prisons as part of that.
So obviously, it's all very well and good to talk about cutting costs, but prisons are a type of institution that are for helping people theoretically to, you know, it's for punishment of a sort, but also the idea is to help people rehabilitate to society and so forth. Can you actually link that with cutting costs? Is there any way to reconcile these two things?
Well, I think the government, both Labor and the Coalition, think there's a way of cutting costs and delivering on whatever they want the prison system to deliver. But, I mean, we have, the department is called the Department of Corrective Services, which is kind of implicitly what you're saying. You know, this isn't just a punishment. These aren't just meant to be brutal punishment facilities from the 18th century.
Yeah.
These are meant to be institutions where people can rehabilitate, get the counselling and the skills they need, because almost every prisoner will end up becoming somebody's neighbour at the end of their prison sentence. And we need to be focusing on rehabilitation and stopping this recidivist cycle.
I guess in another vein, what does increased efficiency actually mean in this context? What are we talking about when we talk about something like, you know, the Parklea Correctional Centre?
Well, it's pretty obvious what increased efficiency in the eyes of the government means. It means spending less to keep people locked up. It means, most of the time, people spending significantly longer periods of time locked in their cell, reduced access to education, reduced access to domestic violence counselling, reduced access to drug and alcohol rehabilitation. And that whole package means that people end up just being warehoused and traumatised in prison. And when they get spat out of the prison system, they haven't got the skills to re-engage with life, and we have a very high recidivism rate. New South Wales has one of the highest recidivism rates in the country.
So then this inquiry, now that we're talking about the Parklea Correctional Centre and specifically, what's the kind of goals of this? What are you trying to actually set out to do?
Well, I can only speak for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm sure every other politician on the committee has a different agenda, and I don't pretend to speak
on behalf of the goal of this inquiry.
The notional goal on it is to find out what the bloody hell is going on at Parklea. And we've expanded the terms of reference of the inquiry now to also look at these rapid build prisons. The government has wanted to rapidly expand the number of people they can keep in jail. So they've built these pop-up rapid build prisons, two of them, which have very problematic dormitory style accommodations. People will just, instead of being in small cells where they are at least isolated from other inmates at night, these pop-up prisons have large dormitories of 20 to 30 people sharing the one space. Very problematic human rights issues. And we've now expanded it to include benchmarking, the way that the government is trying to reduce standards across the board. But it started with Parklea, and it started with Parklea for a very good reason. There have been a whole series of very real complaints about the level of violence, the level of contraband, and the very poor results that are coming out of Parklea, one of the biggest prisons in the state, privately run. And to be honest, it's a basket case.
So with this private prison talk about, how does it compared to the public system? Like when we say something like Parklea, how bad is it compared to what we already have in our public system?
Well, the Parklea prison pretty much stands out, breaks the records on the number of violent incidents, the poor rate of rehabilitation and the poor recidivism. It's a little complex, though, of course, because Parklea has a lot of remand prisoners going in who have, you know, that they haven't been found guilty. They're being kept there awaiting trial, and they can be a very difficult prison population to manage. And that's undoubtedly part of the case at Parklea. But when you do talk to inmates, prisoners who have been released and are back out in the community, and a number of them have contacted me, they say they've been to a bunch of prisons in New South Wales, and prisoners tend to get moved around. And, you know, they might have been to Lithgow, and they might have been down to Nowra, and they've been to Parklea. And they say Parklea stands out because the prison officers are poorly paid. They've got very poor motivation. They have, you know, very low numbers. And they give examples of prisoners, inmates in the stairwells shooting up in the clear sight of the prison officers in Parklea who just look away and walk away. They give examples of the level of sort of prisoner-on-prisoner violence, basically a gang kind of control of parts of Parklea known about by the prison officers in Parklea, and they just don't have the skills or capacity to break down the gang control. So a level of brutality in that institution that we don't see in other
public. Is this an inevitability of private systems, or is there a way to, are you looking maybe to reform how private prisons are run and are accountable, or are you looking to get rid of them altogether?
Well, I believe it's an inevitability of private prisons. If you have a corporation whose only goal is maximizing profit, well, they will simply meet the contractual requirements to the barest minimums they have. And, you know, the contract between Parklea, which is run by a massive, nasty multinational called Geo Group, the contract between that corporation and the New South Wales government has never been made public. The reporting standards have never been made public. But when you talk to people in the system, they say that the benchmarking standards that these private prisons have to meet are very arbitrary. They're not actually well connected to concepts like rehabilitation or prisoner welfare. It's about how much it costs. It's about what kind of food they get to a degree, at least the nutrition standards of the food, and very low-level baseline standards, which if they meet those basic contract requirements, then who cares what happens to the prisoners? And in fact, part of the reasons why this inquiry got going is this corporation apparently isn't even meeting those basic standards.
So David, can I just ask then what we might expect, how long the inquiry to take and this actual investigational process?
Well, submissions are open now, and I'd urge anyone who's engaged in the area to put a submission in. And general members of the public, if you're offended by the idea of corporations making, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars out of jailing your fellow citizens, put it in a submission. If you think that's a great thing, tell us why. I mean, I don't know. We're going to have a series of public hearings around the state. Obviously, we want to go out and visit Parklea. So I would imagine this inquiry will take the better part of 6 months if we're going to do it properly. Mm-hmm. But we also need to look at some really complex issues about these new rapid build prisons, these dormitories, I think, which will become a human rights disaster a few years down the track. And also the way this sort of private prison way of operating, these very low, crappy benchmarking standards, are now being rolled out in the rest of the public jail system. And I think that's a disaster waiting to happen as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much, David, for joining us this morning to speak about it.
Pleasure. Good speaking.